We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm first excited to welcome the program my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in American May VA. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Always happy to see our very favorite romance, historical romance, Regency romance writer, Mina Valentine. She's
period.
Appreciate you coming by. So Mina, you have some big news. First thing we talked about last night on the live is your book is out, but yes, you have some news about that.
On Amazon, it's ready for a pre-order. The feedback I'm getting from this is just off the charts. I'm so happy about that. It's tremendous. So I want people to go to that website, Mina Valentine without the E.com, and sign up for my emails because I'm going to be sending one out soon.
Yes, soon. We got to use that word soon in so many ways. But I think that's the way to say that you're a real person. Go to Mina Valentine. Your book is out. You have all these different things. You're going to have a blog, but it's great to be part of the email list because you're going to tell, you know, special kind of things happening when the next book's coming out. Because this is the thing. You read this book once it finally launches. You know, you got the pre-order. It launches on May 1st. Guess what? Then it's game on for you because you got to read the second book, which will be coming out after that. So you read the first book and then you're wanting to go for the second book, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. The Four Horsemen are great. They're four individuals. They're very interesting. They're very different in their own ways, but you know, it's a romance novel. So you know how it ends.
Happy ever after.
H-E-A.
But how many happy ever afters are there really? That's why people read romance novels, right?
Because we always have hope, right?
You got to have hope.
Yes.
I think anybody who's single right now has some sort of hope, Mina.
Yeah. Yes. I hope they do. If they don't, the opposite of that is despair. And we don't want anybody like that.
Yeah.
Reading these books kind of elevates that hope.
Keep hope alive. That's for sure. Yeah, and by reading romance novels, you can keep hope alive. So, you know, and it's that thing. And I think the power of being able to get out, like sometimes I'll watch a specific show I watch every night, Billions. And I don't know if there's gonna be a season 8. People can tell me about in the live, but I kind of can't escape from reality.
Yeah.
And of what I went through my long, long day. And do that. And that's what women do by reading romance novels, right?
Right.
They escape from their home, boring, everyday occurrence, right?
Well, even if your life isn't boring, and I can say that my life hasn't, boy, it's not been boring, but.
Well, we need to find out about all that, but that's for another time.
I still love to read those novels. I love them. They're sexy.
But you can count your mind can wander away from reality.
And yeah.
It's good to always do that.
Yeah, it is.
When I do my show and interview people, I can wander away from reality because I've created my own little ecosystem, my own little clubhouse by interviewing people. Now everyone can see it on the live. It's very interesting. I guess Gary Vee likes to copy me, but I'm bringing this up and I don't know what this is. But Gary V is now having people follow him around 6 hours a day live streaming. Did you know that? It's crazy. Wow. I'm ready. Okay, Lefty, I know you're listening to me. Follow him out. But no, here's the thing. People right now got to go to MinaValentine.com, sign up for the email list, go ahead and pre-order the book. It's available on Amazon. And then May 1st, excitement.
Yes. Dum-da-da-da.
Well, it's, you know, it's been a year in the making talking about this book. And I think that we met a year ago and that normally doesn't, that's because you've written so many books.
Right.
How many? So you already have 6 in the series?
Let's see. I have 5 or 6 in this, The Four Horsemen. And then I've written another series about their children. So.
And then the children's children, Luckily, I'll still be alive if, you know, I guess during that whole time. And Paul, you got a lot of years. Again, it's going to be probably if children's children and then children's children of publishing.
Yeah. Well, we can diversify. That's one nice thing about being an author is you can go back to any era you wish.
Could they go all the way back to like, let's think of the legacy of that crew. Let's take them present time. What would they be?
Oh my gosh. Where would they be or who would they be? Oh, many of these lords had to sell off their estates. They went broke. Others did very well and went into businesses. So they have the title. They may be thriving, but it's difficult to keep a huge mansion. Have you seen any of those in magazines?
Oh, I already, I one of my clients has a mansion.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I can't wait to come back and hang out with him again. Because it looks like the Gilded Age.
Is he in England?
No, he's in Pittsburgh.
He's in Pittsburgh. Well,
it's gonna be a historic building at one point in time after his legacy's over. It's in downtown Pittsburgh, gorgeous, old school, but like he's created these rooms and the pictures are absolutely gorgeous and all that stuff. So Gilded Age, sometimes you look like you're in Egypt and other ones and the bathrooms. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. So I've been in a mansion before.
Well, these were like 30 to 40 bedrooms.
Yeah. I don't know how many, I think he's about 20, 25. I don't know.
They were huge.
Okay. So I'm going to have an 80 bedroom mansion someday.
Okay.
Eight properties. So we're already kind of manifesting these things. If I say it's going to happen.
Probably use one of those for writing stimulations if you'll let me stay there.
Yeah, absolutely. We can because we're going to have writers' workshops. All right. And And but who knows where it's going to be? Is it going to be on? Is it going to be in the moon? You never know.
The best advice I can give to any potential writers is do it and do it a lot. Read a lot and write a lot.
Yeah. So what about these writers? So the thing is that you have all these books in place and it's gotta be a joy after your careers and many different careers you had. Is this very, you go to your writing and you just write and you love it, right? And you love creating characters. Yes. I don't see myself doing that. I create my own reality in myself. And so everyone around me is my characters.
You're doing it right now. They talk about plotters that write and pantsers that write. Writers that write by the seat of their pants. And
you got to be a plotter, not a pantser.
I'm a pantser, big time.
Paul would have told me that. Are you a plotter, Paul, or a pantser?
Both. Yeah. No. All pantser. Yeah.
Yeah.
All pantser.
I have the idea in my head, and I might have the first part of it outlined. May write down a few cues.
Yeah.
But after that, it's all pants.
the characters write their own story a lot of times. Do.
And I had one of my readers, they contacted me and they said, I can't believe so-and-so did that. And I said, I couldn't believe it either. And she goes, what do you mean you wrote the book?
No, isn't that funny when you interview somebody and they don't know about the book? It's happened. Let me just check the talking points of my book. Well, my book. But, you know, so everyone needs to go to meandvalentine.com right now. And excitement coming next week. Big, big week. Before May 1st, which May 1st is on a Wednesday. So a week from Wednesday will be launched. And I can't believe we're going to be going into May.
Looks good. I'm happy, happy, but I want more. I want more people to sign up.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yes. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
All right. Okay. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.